In 2014, the Navajo Nation implemented a 2% tax on junk food and eliminated its 5% tax on fresh fruits and vegetables. The money raised from the tax goes to community health programs, and now researchers from NAU and the Navajo Nation are looking into what effect the Healthy Dené Nation Act is having on health on the reservation. With me to explain is Priscilla Sanderson. She's an associate professor in the Health Sciences Department at NAU and director of the Center for American Indian Resilience. She's also a member of the Navajo Nation. And Priscilla, what exactly are you hoping to find out with this project?
So the goal is to determine whether the Navajo Nation Healthy Dené Act is working. You know, and we're also trying to figure out what is happening now. What are some of the health promotion activities that the Navajo chapter houses are doing right now with the funds that they're receiving?
How do you define whether or not this law is working? Because in some ways it seems like it may be a little bit like a cigarette tax where, yes, the state, or in this case the Navajo Nation, gets benefit from having tax revenue from the sale of cigarettes or unhealthy food. But at the same time, I would imagine that as a health official, you'd love for that money not to be coming in because that would mean that people are not buying that food.
The goal of the Navajo Nation Council at the time when they passed the bill in November 2014 was to reduce the no nutritious value food among their Navajo citizens residing on a Navajo reservation. That was the goal because of the issues related to obesity and diabetes type 2. Those two type of issues have been on the rise lately. Therefore, the Navajo Nation Council wanted to address those health issues and also to bring down the cost of medical health care services through the Indian Health Service on a Navajo reservation.
So in order to find out if this is working, will you be looking at sales from food stores and restaurants? I mean, will you be looking at other health outcomes? How do you gauge whether or not people are eating healthier and whether that's leading to better health outcomes and less medical spending?
Right now, what we're doing is we're looking at current information that's collected by the Navajo Tax Commission, as well as the Navajo Division of Community Development. And we're working closely with the Navajo Epidemiology Center with gathering current documentation of how many stores are actually charging customers with the 2% tax on buying food that's not nutritious, as well as customers who buy vegetables or seeds or just something that's like vegetables, and then they get negative 2% tax on their food as well. So it's sort of like a reinforcement for purchasing food that's nutritious value. We're looking at the Navajo Tax Commission documents, how many stores are complying with that, as well as what is the percentage of Navajo people that are buying non-nutritious value food. Based upon that information, we're going to find out how much funds are going to Navajo chapter houses. And then look at the Navajo chapter house community members to see what type of health promotion activities they are doing.
Are there stores that are not charging the 2% tax on unhealthy food? I mean, is enforcement an issue on the Navajo Nation?
I think it is. I have shopped at a couple of places on a Navajo reservation and noticed, you know, purposely purchased non-value nutritious food to see if the store is charging the 2% tax. And some stores are and some are not.
How big of an issue is access to healthy foods in parts of the Navajo Nation? I mean, are people able to buy vegetables and avoid junk food if they want to?
We have food desert on a Navajo reservation, which basically means that we don't have healthy food that's just around the block for us to purchase vegetables and fruits. Most stores that we have are trying to do that. They're trying to stock vegetables and fruits. However, it's really difficult to stock them when people don't purchase them, the customers, because maybe they cannot afford it, or after a while, the vegetables sit there on a shelf for a while. So we have some issues that's related there, and we hope that through our project, perhaps that would be one of the things that we could disseminate, is to have customers become more aware of nutritious value food, that they would be more likely to purchase nutritious food.
Do you think that what is going on in the Navajo Nation as far as this tax has applications elsewhere?
Oh, of course it does, especially in rural remote areas. Yes, Navajo Nation is like one of the first tribes, actually the first tribe in the United States. And, you know, we have several federal agencies looking at the Navajo Reservation as an example of this type of activity that we're doing.
Priscilla Sanderson is director of the Center for American Indian Resilience at NAU and a member of the Navajo Nation.